State Farm. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We have recently added new features on our tabs. Now when you click on the Community tab, click Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Sometimes it's a misnomer that I'm more associated with getting people out of debt than why I get them out of debt. I want you to get out of debt so that, and you fill in the blank, because you're going to become wealthy, so that you become wealthy, so that you change your family tree, so that you get yourself in a position that your generosity is outrageous, so that.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
The Colfax Lions Club Demo Derby fundraiser for Clinton Prairie, scheduled for this Sunday, has been rescheduled due to rain. The new date is Sunday, November 7th at 4 p.m. at the Colfax Lions Club Park. You can still register at Hammer Inc. Promotions on Facebook. For questions, email us at ColfaxLionsClubDemo@gmail.com. Again, the Colfax Lions Club Demo Derby fundraiser for Clinton Prairie for Sunday has been rescheduled for Sunday, November 7th at 4 p.m. at the Colfax Lions Club Park. Brought to you by Bailey Trucking and the Colfax Lions Club.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save big.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to George Gilbert and his players. He brought along Tyler Rail, along with Xander Hall. Now we're going to be shifting over to Carroll and talking to head football coach Blake Betzner. Blake, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fine. So, kind of a tough loss last night, I take it.
Yeah, it was a battle. They got their money's worth last night. Everybody there. It was a really good high school football game.
So did it come down to the end, or where did they?
It did. So we were driving about 2 minutes left. Our quarterback ran out of bounds about the 5-6 yard line ish. You know, we thought we were out of bounds. They called it a fumble. They got the ball back at about 5-6 yard line, about minute 55 to go. So we were going in to score to tie it up, and then we stopped them. They punted. We got the ball back down to about the 7 before time just ran. We were out of timeouts, and time just ran out. So it was a crazy last, you know, three and a half minutes of the game.
But I take it that's the type of experience I think you think your kids probably needed at about this time of the year, though.
Oh, and we talked about it. You know, the last two games have got us tournament ready for sure. Just battling and fighting. Every play matters. And now we're just happy, you know, hopefully soon we get on the other end of this. You know, the last two have been just really good football games, and we've learned a lot. And, yeah, you know, it's just got, it really prepared us for going into what we need to do.
Now, what's going to be the things that will give you some success going into, for this, hopefully, the sectional tournament?
Yeah, so just pushing everything together. Like, especially the last couple of weeks, offensively, we've really started to, you know, narrow down what we do, and we're starting to get, the second half, I felt like our offense really started to come together. It was a completely different group out there. Just started playing really well together. You could see kind of the vision that we've had offensively, and it really came together. So we were really excited about finally seeing that come together in the second half. But just continuing that and just continuing to play defense. I mean, you know, with what Sheridan does and just big, strong kids up there. And we've talked multiple times on this, you know, our strength is where we've lacked. But, man, the kids just battled and fought. And defensively, we stood toe-to-toe with one of the, you know, I would consider them a bully of, you know, 1A football. Just line up and you better be ready or they're going to run you over.
So going into next week, are you all healthy and ready to go?
We are, and that's, again, that's one thing we talk. We're so thankful after these two games that we played just back and forth that we come out very, very healthy. So,
and now you start with Frontier. And I know that's not the, you know, between you and I on the fence post, probably not the toughest team you're going to see. But what do you want to get done besides, obviously, you want to get a W? What else do you want to see happen?
Clean stuff up. You know, attention to detail. Just, you know, perfecting things that we've struggled with. You know, special teams. I mean, just spend a lot of time on just getting better and getting prepared for, you know, and it's a, you know, the kids don't know anything about Frontier. So, you know, I think that's a positive thing of going to play somebody you don't know because you prepare for them because you haven't seen them yet. And you go just like through the, you know, through the things that we do every week. And they know, you know, they've been on the other side a year ago. They didn't win a lot of games. So they know what it's like, you know, to have to fight every single week, and I guarantee Frontier is going to be ready. And you know they're big. I got their roster, and they're enormous up front. So I know I got a feeling what they're going to do. I get the film here last night, but I got a feeling what they're going to do, and it's probably going to look similar to Sheridan.
I was going to say, what do you when you haven't played somebody during the year? How do you go about approaching that?
So when we go up to a game, you mean like
against somebody that you haven't played yet this year?
Oh, yeah, no, it's you know it's different because you know sectional time there's no tomorrow,
right?
So the prep we go into sectional time about triples. I mean we put a lot of time in on the weekends, but it's going to triple now because we can't let anything go by because there's no tomorrow. So they'll know every kid, they'll know every tendency. We put a lot more time in. We put a lot more time in during this time than even we do during the season.
So, are your kids ready to roll with that and go ready to move forward?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've done this for been part of football for a long time. I've never been a part of a greater group of young men. They're just seniors are phenomenal, juniors, sophomores, freshmen. I mean, they're there every practice. It's one of those weird things. I don't even have to take attendance to practice. I mean, no one ever misses. I mean, they've bought in. I don't have to worry about those kinds of things. They're just always there at weights, always there at film. I mean, they know what they're supposed to do. This group is just a really special group.
Do you, anybody play particularly well for you last night?
Well, Clay Metzger went over the 1,000-yard mark, which is, pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
To go over. So he's, very thankful for him. And this is what, you know, he could be a, you know, 1,500-yard rusher, but against some of the teams we played earlier that we beat pretty handily, he might only, you know, ran the ball 5 or 6 times. So we did not allow him to run it 25 times during those games. So that just shows you the maturity of that young man, of just understanding that his health is more important than, you know, some other things. So he's just been a very mature young man with everything that's went forward. But yeah, I was so happy for him to get over 1,000 yard mark.
I would take it also. You probably like to think that you guys are a very good chance to win a sectional.
Yeah, and the kids know it. I mean, the kids have, I mean, they're hungry, they're ready. I mean, that's what they were talking about last night. You know, season 2 starts now, and you know, they're excited to go, and you know, we're going to flag football today in the morning, and we'll have a bunch of them there, and you know, just building the program from the ground up.
What do you want to take out of the first part of this year? What do you think you guys really did good, and what do you need to really do to, you know, besides clean everything up? What do you think you did best this year during the regular season?
You know, we've been talking from day one. We want to climb that mountain of this conference. You know, we want to be, you know, move up and get to the top, you know, at some point. And this was a tough, you know, it could have been, if things would have felt just a little bit different last night, it would have been a 5-team tie for first place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so this conference is very, very competitive. I mean, you're playing a lot of really good teams, really solid 1A football teams. So to come up, you know, and play how we did against each one of them, the only game that kind of got away from us was Eastern. The other ones, you know, were either, you know, within a touchdown either way. And so I think we put ourselves in a position that now, okay, we're up here with these guys. Now, you know, move forward. So I think that's what we really did this season, was put our name back up to the top. And, you know, and I'm, again, that's the seniors. They brought this all together. They put us back where we want to be. So now we're just going to build from there.
And let's
so that's what I but
I was going to say, let's just be honest, this league, if you don't bring your A game every night or every weekend, you're going to get embarrassed.
You are. No, you're exactly right. I mean, because I watched, you know, some of the Sheridan-Clinton Prairie game, and, you know, I know how good Clinton Prairie is. And, you know, Sheridan took it to him a little bit, and I'm, you know, you know, you always have in the back of your mind, are our kids going to be able to stand up to what they're going to do to us?
Mm-hmm.
And they just, yeah, it was a bloodbath. So it was a really, and we got down 28-14 beginning of the fourth quarter, and we fought like crazy, and the kids never gave up. So it was a really good experience for us last night, other than wish we could have poked it in.
Unless you had about another minute or two on the clock, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. About 2 more timeouts. I think they should move that to 5 in the second half.
Yeah, okay. Blake, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Nope. I appreciate you guys.
Hey, not a problem. Best of luck to you guys next week, and we'll probably talk to you again next weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Blake Betzner, the head football coach over at Carroll. He's been our guest for about the last 10 minutes or so. Let's take a look at last night's scores while we got a couple of minutes here. In the Sagamore last night, Crawfordsville ended its long losing streak by defeating Frankfort last night 18-8. Danville shut out North Montgomery 10-0. Lebanon won the big game last night. They defeated Western Boone 12-7. And Tri-West defeated Southmont by a score of 42-13. The Heartland Conference last night. We've already talked a little bit about several of these. Tri-Central defeated Central by a score of 12-6 in overtime. Eastern defeated Clinton Prairie 14-7. We'll have Raymond Jones on here in a couple of minutes. Sheridan defeated Carroll 28-21, and Delphi absolutely demolished Taylor last night by a score of 60-6. In the Hoosier Conference last night, West Lafayette must be for real. They just cleaned house last night. They're 9-0, and they shut out Western for the title last night, 44-0 over in that league last night. Other games from last night, Tipton defeated Central Catholic 28-13. Hamilton Heights blanked Rensselaer 14-0. Cass defeated Twin Lakes 42-27. And the battle of the winless teams last night, Benton Central defeated Northwestern by a score of 8-6. In the Hoosier Crossroads last night, Zionsville lost in double overtime to Fishers last night, 49-46. Westfield defeated Franklin Central 42-28. Brownsburg got past Hamilton Southeastern 31-28. And Avon defeated, this will be their first win of the year, they defeated Noblesville by a score of 35-21. Other games of note from last night, Lafayette Jeff defeated Muncie Central 56-10. Harrison defeated Richmond 42-22. Marion defeated McCutcheon by a score of 20-13. It was North Newton over Tri-County 12-0. South Newton defeated Frontier by the same 12-0 score. South Vermillion defeated Attica 42-0. Pioneer down North Judson 22-14. North Vermillion defeated Seeger 14-7, and our Anderson and Logansport game was canceled due to COVID issues within the Anderson program. So that's high school football action for the final week of the regular season. As we said, next week we're going to have playoff action for you. We're going to have Prairie at Central for you next Friday night at 7 o'clock. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Sometimes it's a misnomer that I'm more associated with getting people out of debt than why I get them out of debt. I want you to get out of debt so that, and you fill in the blank, because you're going to become wealthy, so that you become wealthy, so that you change your family tree, so that you get yourself in a position that your generosity is outrageous, so that.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Big Deal. Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to the people we've had on the show so far. We've had Clinton Central Head football coach George Gilbert, and he brought two players along with him. So let me do something here. I've got to shut something off. So, and then also, we had Blake Betzner from Carroll on. That's been what we've had so far. And this thing will just stop here in about a minute. We'll be ready to go. We're going to bring on Raymond Jones here in about a second or two. As we remind you again, next Friday night, we're going to have the game between Clinton Prairie and Clinton Central out at Central. Game time is 7 o'clock in the football playoffs. for next week.
This has been Inside the Huddle on
and we're having some technical
ILO,
difficulties here, so hopefully
Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfurt.
We can get this taken
Join
care
us next
of.
Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.
So just a second here. We'll have this taken care of. Okay, come on. All right. That is now taken care of. Okay, let's bring on Raymond Jones. Raymond, sorry about that. How you doing this morning?
Hey, you're good. Doing well this morning.
Kind of a tough loss for your kids last night.
It was a tough loss. It was a loss that, since I've been at Prairie and, 4 years, being competitive with Eastern hasn't been a thing. So when you lose, obviously, when you put the work in that you do throughout the week, anytime you lose and you put that amount of time and effort in like our kids do, it's going to hurt a little. But I think it was an exciting game. It was a game that we battled back and forth even till a minute or two left in the game, which tied, and you have the opportunity to win. It's always a position you want to be in. So to be able to play a really good team and be really competitive against them is an encouraging thing. And our kids last night they came to play. I looked at one of our seniors who wasn't playing much, and he had this big smile on his face just because of the atmosphere and being able to play. It was a good time, and even though you don't come out on the winning side, just being able to get that opportunity is a great thing.
When did you guys make the decision to go over to Taylor yesterday?
So we got a couple inches of rain overnight when it had already been raining quite a bit, So we went out and looked at our field, and they had a lot of standing water in some places, and we have some bare spots through there. And so about the middle of the day yesterday, we kind of started looking at possibilities of things that we could do to get our kids, in a good position for both teams to make sure that we were in a good fit on a playing surface, and also to make sure that we were in a good fit for our, player safety and things like that. And if we would have got any rain during the game, things just turned into a soupy mess, and there was some spots that it could have been 5, 6, 7 inches deep in mud, and that's just a situation that if you can avoid, you want to avoid. And Taylor High School, credit to them, when we reached out, they were open to anything and helping out a conference opponent, and they were great. So can't thank them enough for giving our kids and Eastern's kids the opportunity to play at a great facility. Arguably the nicest facility in our conference. And it was a great game. It was a great game against two really good teams, I think.
Now you have to get ready for next week, because now it's winter go home time coming up this weekend.
Absolutely, it is. It's a second season. You have to take care of business or you're done for the year. And, our kids know that. Our kids have played pretty well when it comes to sectional time. And they understand the urgency at this point and how it builds throughout the year. So, they'll be ready. And Clinton Central is much improved from when we saw them the first time.
Would you rather be playing somebody that you have played or rather somebody that you haven't seen yet?
We just want to play at this point, and obviously after last year, the way things ended, we're excited to play each week. But we played Clinton Central early in the year, and they were missing some guys, and they're back, and they're healthy, and I know Coach Gilbert's going to have a great plan. He's going to have his kids ready, so, this is a game you cannot look at the first game. You have to put that out of the back of your mind. And this is a completely new game, a completely new team on that side, and we got to approach it like that.
And they've come in on back-to-back overtime losses, which probably gives them a little bit more incentive than usual to want to get over in the W column.
Yeah, they do. They've played some really good games against two good teams, and it just didn't go their way right there at the end. Out of the three people you've had on this morning, we've all had games like that in the last couple weeks, and it's a good thing, because that means, like you said, with Coach Bessner, our conference is a competitive conference, and if you do not bring it, the other team will get you. And that's what makes our conference really good, I think, is that the quality of coaching, the quality of players, and the quality of football that's in it, it just makes it a great conference each week to show up and play.
Who played well for you offensively and defensively last night?
Caden Molendor has been, one of our better receivers this year, and he usually leads us in catches. He had seven catches last night for about 60 yards. He comes through. He makes some great, amazing catches. He had a little tip pass, pass that he had to tip to himself across the middle that it sometimes you just kind of wonder how he does it. But he's a great receiver, somebody who's looking to go play at the next level next year and has a bright future ahead of him. Drew Blacker, quarterback, he runs our offense efficiently. He's the one who scored our lone touchdown last night on a quarterback run for 20 yards to put us ahead early in the second quarter. So he does a great job. Defensively, our defensive line and front seven did a phenomenal job, I thought, against their inside zone and their two tailbacks that they have who are really good runners. And we gave up one or two big runs, of 20 or 30, but we stuffed that for the most part all night, and the credit goes out to those guys for coming the last two or three weeks and really stepping up to the challenge that we put in front of them to slow down run game.
Come out healthy also?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy, other than some bumps and bruises and things like that. And I think we're good heading into the section. I've talked about, though, for the last few weeks, we've got a lot of depth. So we did have a corner go down, and we were able to get two or three kids just kind of rotating in there in the second quarter and then in the third quarter, and then it kind of settled in. But we just got a lot of depth. So when we do have some issues, we got a lot of kids who are ready to step up, some young kids who are eager to play, who sometimes get opportunities and they get their number called and they step in and do a great job. So that's one thing that you love coming into tournament time, when you can focus on a sectional game. You have a lot of depth in different areas that if somebody does go down, you have one or two or maybe three guys that can fill in and really help there, and that's big at this point.
What's the number one or two things for you to have to do next weekend to be successful?
Well, I think number one, I talked about it earlier, is we got to forget about week three when we played them before, because this is not the same Clinton Central team. Coach Gilbert will have his team ready. He's going to have them prepared, and it's going to be a battle. Our kids, I think, understand that, but we're going to make sure that we have a great game plan on both sides of the ball, that we can, if we execute, we should be in good shape and come out on the right side. If we don't execute, just like any game, it's going to be a battle, and it's going to, they're going to make you pay, and you could go home at this point. So, I think that's the big thing, and just not, mental mistakes. The late touchdown we gave up last night, was just a coverage error that, with a fast motion and just not clicking things, which, that's on us as coaches. That's on me as a defensive back coach to, we obviously haven't worked that enough. We haven't worked the motions and the rotations enough. So, I take a lot of blame on that. I'm going to tell my kids on Monday when we watch film that, that's on everybody. We got to make sure that we understand that. And things like this at this point from the here on, those matter. And if you make those mistakes, it costs you, and we got to turn in our helmets and pads at this point. So we got to limit those as we move forward.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, hey, just excited to get to sectional time. I think this is the way our sectional set up, is a great sectional. There's going to be a lot of competitive games throughout the sectional, and it's going to be an exciting, few weeks for whoever comes out on top.
Okay. Ray, thanks so much for the time. I greatly appreciate it. Best luck to you and the Gophers this week. Take care, and we'll probably talk to you again next week, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. It was Raymond Jones, the head football coach over at Clinton Prairie. He's been our guest. We got about 3 minutes left in the show, so we're going to do some scores. So we're getting ready for the college football Saturday today, which will feature some of the following in the some of the Big Ten games on FS1 at noon. You've got Michigan State at Indiana. You've got Nebraska at Minnesota. That's on ESPN2 at noon. And on BTN at noon, you have Rutgers and Northwestern. At 3:30 on ABC this week, Purdue is at Iowa. That should be a fun game. Or, we'll see if Purdue can make it a game. And it's Iowa's very, very good. Then tonight at 8 o'clock on BTN, Army visits Wisconsin in a non-league game. Some other big games today in college football. UCF visits number 3 Cincinnati. That's on noon on ABC. Oklahoma State and Texas get it on down at Austin tonight. That's at, or this afternoon at noon. That's on Fox. And also at noon on CBS, you've got Auburn at Arkansas. Later today at 3:30 on CBS, a part of their doubleheader day, they got Kentucky at number 1 Georgia. It's the same thing that Georgia had last week when Arkansas came in. I have a feeling the result was going to be pretty similar to last week, though Kentucky is a good football team, but I don't think they're to that level yet. Also tonight on ESPN, you have Alabama at Mississippi State. That's a 7 o'clock start. Also on ABC at 7:30 tonight, you have TCU at Oklahoma. Also tonight on the SEC Network, you've got Ole Miss at Tennessee at 7:30. Iowa State's playing at K-State and ESPN2 tonight at 7:30. And there is one other game I do want to make mention of here, and I lost track of it because I know I wanted to. Florida and LSU play at noon on ESPN today. That should be kind of a fun game because both those teams, they need a win, particularly LSU really does need one. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. Real quick from last night, Clemson got by Syracuse 17-14. Oregon defeated California late last night 24-17. And San Diego State defeated San Jose State in double overtime last night, 19-13. So those are college football. Of course, the Colts have got Houston tomorrow, 1 o'clock start on CBS from Lucas Oil tomorrow, of course. And the Major League Baseball is going on right now. Boston lost game 1 to Houston 5-4 last night, and they played this afternoon at 4:20. And L.A. and Atlanta get that series going tonight at 8:08. Both those games will be on TBS. It's going to wrap it up for the show this week. Thanks to our guests who have been from Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Carroll. So until next week, this is Ken Hartman. Take care. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.